Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, where Angel and I take time and answer questions that you sent in or mailed in or emailed in. There's a ton of them, so we're going to jump in. But before we do, Angel's going to tell you about the new webinar we've got coming out.
We've got a great webinar coming out. It's a six-part series.
Yes.
It's Joe's most deepest teaching, most impacting teaching on parenting ever.
Most and entertaining.
This is the time for it. So look for it. It's coming up soon.
Yes.
All right, Joe, my husband and I have been Christians for 5 years. We're still learning how to resolve conflict in our marriage without resorting to our old yelling and screaming habits.
Woo!
Can you give us some helpful insight on how a Christian married couple should resolve conflict?
Yes, be slow to speak and quick to hear. God gave you one mouth and two ears. Keep that math thing in mind. So listen more than you talk. And when you speak, speak softly. A soft answer turns away wrath. Don't yell. Never yell. Unless the house is on fire and you don't have to yell then. You got to learn how to control your own flesh. So it's not about your spouse. It's about you. Because you're going to sow a lot of bad seed. You're going to reap a horrible crop. So we don't want to reap that. So we learn how to react calmly and slowly. Listen, opposites attract. Couples come to us for counsel. It's like, we don't understand why we don't get along. We're opposites. When God made Adam, he put him into a deep sleep. Said, hey, this is not good. Said, I'm going to put you in deep sleep. And Adam woke up, missed the rib, and there was his wife. Well, God made somebody totally different than Adam. It was Eve. They didn't think the same. They didn't talk the same. They didn't solve problems the same. Opposites attract. There's advantage because there's no saying I saw on a bumper sticker in Texas that said, when two people are just alike, one of you is not needed. So you marry your opposite, it's a blessing from God. You don't ever see things to say, hey, what do you see I don't see? What are you thinking I'm not thinking? We can solve this problem. Two are better than one. That's a great sermon.
It's true. And the Bible says that, we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. What did I say a while ago?
Holy biscuit. Oh, man.
This question is just rough. We're having a hard time with this question. Let's take three.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, where Angel and I take time and answer questions you've sent in, mailed in, emailed in. And so we've got a ton of them to go over today. We try to weed them out and get the best ones we think will help the most. But before we do, Angel's going to tell you about a new webinar we've got coming out.
It's a six-part series on parenting.
Parenting.
That Joe is doing his deepest teaching yet on parenting. So please watch out for that's coming.
Very entertaining, too. It's not depressing. You'll really enjoy it.
All right, guys. My husband and I have been Christians for 5 years. We're still learning how to resolve conflict in our marriage without resorting to our yelling and screaming habits. Can you give us some helpful insight on how a Christian married couple should resolve conflict?
Yes, I can. Be slow to speak and quick to hear. It starts with you personally. It's not your spouse. It's you. And so every married couple that's ever been married long enough, they realize something. I need to change. Not my spouse needs to change. I can't change them. I'm not God. I can only change me. So you got all the scripts about be slow to speak, quick to hear, slow to wrath. Soft answer turns away wrath. You got to learn how to lower the decibel level and solve problems because you're not going to agree on hardly anything. That's why God put you together. Opposites attract. That's what God did. There's an old bumper sticker in Texas that says, when two people are just alike, one of them is not needed. Well, you're opposite. And so you're going to be doing that the rest of your life. I don't care how long you're married. You've been married for 50 years. You're still not going to agree on something. What do you see? I don't see. What do you hear? I don't hear. Two are better than one, the Bible says. That's what a marriage is.
And when you make a mistake, and you will, because we're human and we have flesh, just be really quick to repent and say, hey, I want to change this part of me.
Yeah.
And I'm working on it. I'm not perfect. Just
I'm
be
sorry.
Patient.
I'm sorry.
Be quick to say I'm sorry.
Yes.
And so, and then be quick to forgive.
The Bible says the righteous fall seven times a day, but they get back up. You did not marry a perfect person. You're not a perfect person. You're going to mess up. Be quick to forgive and quick to repent. Honey, I'm sorry. Well, you said that the last time. Well, I'm sorry this time again. I'm growing. I'm not there yet, but I'm growing. I promise you, I'm going to get better. I am.
It's true. We have to deal with that too. It's
yes.
just something that's part of marriage.
Yes,
and
it is.
So yes.
You're going to spend the rest of your life becoming one. You're not going to do that today. You're not going to do it this week or this month. Somewhere, hopefully, you're going to get closer every day, every week, every month, every year. You grow closer and you realize, I really like this person. Yes, you do. God's got a great sense of humor.
He does. So, and then try to enjoy each other. After
yes.
you have a big brouhaha, then go to lunch together. Have
yes.
a little date. Do something.
Go walk around the house. Go walk around the yard. Do something different. Just go walk to the mailbox and hold hands. Make your neighbors wonder what's going on.
Exactly. So as a couple, how can we nurture emotional intimacy and strengthen our connection on a deeper level? Do you have any tips?
Yeah. First tip I tell people, you want to grow, get married. Marriage is the greatest.
This says as a couple.
I know. You're married. This is the greatest way to go deep that's possible, getting married, because you're two opposites. Every marriage is two opposite people coming together. I've had couples come to me, Mr. King, will you marry us? We're so alike. We're just the same. We agree on everything. No, you don't. You're different. It's daylight and dark. You just don't know it yet. But after you get married, that's where most fights start. And average divorce starts about 3.5 years into the first marriage. Why? I didn't know them. You know, you're opposites, but that's a gift from God. And so you got to learn how to be patient, be kind. You married your opposite. They're not going to hardly agree on anything you say. So it's going to stretch you. It's going to make you go deeper, be more patient, be more kind, be more long-suffering. All the things the Bible talks about, it's going to happen when you're married. If you're married, you know that. Like, oh, I didn't know it's like this. I thought we were going to hold hands and suck lips off each other's face forever. Well, there is some of that, but that's not the majority of it. Most of the time, you'll be solving problems together. And so it's going to be an adventure.
And I think turn the TV off.
Whoa.
Play a game together.
Whoa.
You know, laugh, yes. flirt a little.
Yes.
Write somebody a love note.
Yes.
Read them at the door in your little nightie.
Yeah, and, something different. Stir the water up.
Yeah. Change the pattern, because it's so easy to get into a dull, boring,
yes.
consistent pattern.
Yeah, what's broke? What needs to be fixed? What bill needs to be paid? What have the kids done now? And that's not very romantic.
No. And make your bedroom a sanctuary.
Whoa.
Place that is clean and some ambiance, maybe some candles,
yes.
and a time that you talk together,
yes.
and read the Bible.
Yeah, oh, there
believe
be
it
something.
Or not. Yeah, but so
just read one verse out of a proverb.
That'll but I would something. Say change the pattern of your yeah. schedule.
Yes, yeah,
doesn't have to be a lot. It can be just a little.
Oh, bit. Little things make a huge difference.
Yeah, my dad would put a note. On my mom's dash, wheel of her car when she'd go to work, a little love note. Now, he wouldn't do it every day, but there were days he'd do it. And he'd always sign it 007 because he thought he was James Bond.
Woo!
And he was very romantic.
That's very good.
And when he died, she put on his headstone, AKA 007.
Yep. Come on. It stuck.
It did. Okay, Joe, my wife and I have differing views in parenting style. She prefers to be the drill sergeant, and I feel like I'm the nurturing one. She gets upset that the kids come to me and talk about their problems. I know that there has to be a balance, but I'm not sure if there's any. Is there something I can do to help the kids not see her as just the taskmaster?
Well, number one, opposites attract. Not just male and female, but opposite what you think, what you think is important, what your hobbies, what your crafts. And then when kids come along, just as deep, if not deeper. Well, I want to parent this way. Well, I'm going to parent this way. There has to come a meeting of the minds. Well, let's get together and figure out how we're going to do this, because we don't want to be division, have division in front of the kids. Mom and dad never agree on anything. No, that's not true. We're going to find out what we're going to do. We're going to get an agreement on it. And that's what we're going to do. Because we love you. We're trying to launch you out into adulthood. That's where we're trying to take you. We're not going to let you live here until you're 50. You're convinced you're going to become an adult, move out and get kids of your own, get a life of your own. And so you have to learn how to start talking and listening to one another, because opposites attract.
And when you say drill sergeant, I mean, I was the stronger disciplinarian, but I never yelled or anything, and I would always talk to them. And so it didn't push them away from me. They weren't scared of me.
No.
But so if that's what she's doing, if she's yelling and screaming, and that's the type of drill sergeant she is.
And somebody's got to love them enough to tell them the truth. You know, eventually, babe, they're going to leave home. They're not ever going to talk to you again. I was the screamer when I was a young parent. My wife got mad at me one day and said, Joe, calm down. It was Thanksgiving, and I was looking forward to eating my turkey at noon and then going and watching a good couple of ball games. We both worked very hard, so we have 4 days off, and I'm trying to enjoy my time. So I'm yelling to kids, and I'm screaming, sit down, shut your face up. I don't get you, thank you. Clean up your room. So I'm yelling. It's Thanksgiving Day, and I'm yelling. So my wife grabbed me by my ear, and she got my attention. She said, Joe, calm down. We're going to get everything calm. We'll get the turkey on the table, and we'll get everything cleaned up. Then you go watch your ball games. We'll get the house cleaned up. I need to let you know something. Eventually, your kid's going to grow up and leave home. And when the last one leaves home, I'm going with them. Because we don't like you. And you can live in your own private world and your own perfect world and watch what you want, sleep where you want, eat what you want. Because you'll be by yourself. And she never threatened. I knew she was serious. I thought, oh, dear gosh. Oh, my goodness. So it took, for me, it took about a year and a half for me to fully change. I started that day, and I apologized to everybody. Got Dad, sorry, and I wrote letters to all the kids. And I'm just being real honest, guys. I've been wrong. I've been too harsh, too hard, too mean. We've got to have rules, but I've just done it the wrong way. So I repented and said, no, I'm not going to change today, but I'm going to start changing. So about a year and a half later, I pretty much changed. So I'd leave happy notes to them in their lunchbox, and I'd leave notes on the toilet seat lid. Hey, thinking about you, Dad. You know, and I'd try to be funny, put stuff, notes in their car or whatever. And so I changed. So you got to learn how to lighten up. You go through life one time. You don't get a second run at it. And people are going to remember you for what you've done and what you said. You don't want your children to leave home and never, ever want to see you again. I don't ever want to see you. No, I want to see my kids the rest of their life. When I'm 9 and they're 70, I hope they'll call. Hey, Dad, can we come over? Sure, come on. And so you want to maintain that relationship. Angel's been the best of any adult I've ever met at maintaining relationships with their adult kids. I was something 30. Mm-hmm. So we have adult kids, professional. We've got professional jobs, do very well in life, but they still get together. Angel's having lunch with her son today. They just get together now and they talk and they visit. She's made it so they still have an open relationship. They can be very honest with her. She'd be very honest with them. Nobody yells, screams, hollers, or threatens. And so you got to learn to be real calm. Slow to speak, quick to hear, slow to wrath.
Yeah, and yelling is just, I was raised in that kind of chaotic atmosphere, and I just determined I wasn't going to have that for my children. And it was hard to not repeat that pattern. And I had to fight it and took a lot. But it can happen. And it did happen with me. And I just meant we were going to have a family of peace. And I was going to be a safe place for them to land.
Yes.
If they needed, they needed to talk, or they needed honesty, or they needed support, I would be that for them.
And you got to listen. You got to, one point here. You got to learn to not overreact when they tell you something. Where'd you hear that? Who are with you? Where are we? Don't do that. Just stay very calm. I think they told you, hey, we just robbed 3 banks and shot 27 people. Well, how's that working out for you? Probably not too good. You got to learn to stay calm. Like what you just heard, you got to stay calm. God's calm all the time.
Go ahead.
That's it.
Well, I remember one time my son said to me, he has a cousin and his parents are kind of real toe of the line, just that hard, not a lot of give. And he said, you know what makes me sad? I know that if he came home and told his parents something like crazy, like I'm gay or I'm moving in with a girl or whatever that we would think was crazy, that they would just probably disown it.
Yep.
But I know if I said that to you, you wouldn't like it and you would confront it, but you wouldn't cut me off.
No. See?
And that's what love does.
Huge, huge. Jesus ate with sinners. Jesus hung out with sinners.
It's not, I'm not approving of what you're doing. but I love you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fight for you through this.
Yeah.
So I would just encourage you, first of all, talk to your wife.
Yeah. Yes.
Because she's making mistakes that will last for a long time.
Yeah,
but I would say to you too, sir, step up to the plate and say to her, how can I help you? What can I do to take some of this load off of you?
Yes.
Because this isn't surely just your responsibility. I have responsibility in this too. So don't just give it all to her. So you both should bear that.
Yes.
And so I just encourage you that you need to work together.
Even that playing field out.
Right. Hey, we love you guys. Don't forget to watch out for that big webinar that's coming. Thank you, partners, for making this happen.
Yes.
And we love you guys. Have
God
a wonderful
bless.
Week.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.